RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
There's a new FDA nutrition label coming out, and I don't know how long it's really going to take, but this is a much-anticipated overhaul of the nutrition labels that you see on every packaged product at the grocery store. It looks a lot like the old one, at least superficially, but there are some differences, and I think the differences are important to note. So I'm going to go over these labeling information with you and explain why it's important to look at the labels, okay? So I'm going to start with the way that it looks and what's different. First of all, they put bolder type and larger, you know, larger letters for the serving size and the calories. The calories are now huge. They want you to understand that a serving size, it's now, they changed from a half a cup of something to 2/3 of a cup. If it's like a teaspoon or a tablespoon, I don't think that's going to change. Peanut butter, for example, is usually 2 tablespoons. But if it's something like rice or potatoes or something like that, it's going to be 2/3 of a cup now instead of a half generally. Now, this is based on what people eat. I want to make sure that you understand that this and be clear about this. This is not a suggested amount to eat. This is based on what people have been eating. So it doesn't mean that they are suggesting and that the FDA is suggesting that you up your serving size from a half a cup, which you might have eaten, to 2/3 of a cup. It's just basically saying that this is now sort of the average that people have been eating, so they're going to base the serving size on that so that it's more understandable, so you can use this information more and a little bit easier. Okay, so serving size, 2/3 of a cup, calories, big, bold letters, so that you understand how many calories are in that serving size. And above serving size, it's going to talk about how many servings per container. So if you're looking at yogurt, for example, you know, if it's one serving per container, or if you're looking at something like rice in the bag or box of rice, how many servings are in that particular box or bag. So it's going to give you the serving size, the calories per serving, and the amount of servings in that particular container, as well as some of the other things have changed, which I find a little bit interesting. They've updated the daily values. So those have changed based on what we need now, which we may not have needed before when the original FDA labeling came out. I don't know, it's been maybe 10 years, I think 2006 or something like that. So now when we talk about the nutrients required, it used to have vitamin C on there. There used to be other nutrients on there. Well, they've taken away vitamin C because they're not seeing a deficiency in vitamin C. So they've put the vitamins on there that they see a deficiency in and want us, the public, to be aware of when it's in whatever it is that you're eating. So they've now added vitamin D, calcium, iron, and potassium, which I'm thrilled that they've added. I would love them to add magnesium as well, because I think that that's another important notable, but so far that's not on there. But there's also a new footnote that says the daily value is basically how much, you know, it's kind of hard to read, but how much a nutrient in the serving of food contains based on a daily diet of 2,000 calories. So that is very important to note. So those daily value amounts, which have changed a little, are based on 2,000 calories. So if you're not somebody that eats 2,000 a day, and in this obesity epidemic, I'm not sure that so many of us need that many calories, but if you are going to eat them, make sure they're in the form of good, healthy legumes, beans, fiber, grains, fruits, vegetables, good lean protein, fish. These are the things that we want you to eat. But if you're going to eat food with a label, and of course, we always recommend you don't eat food with a label. You eat food that doesn't contain a label and doesn't need a label because it comes from the ground or something like that, then that's certainly the best. But, you know, experiment with this new label. Be sure and read it. Pay attention to it. It's got some new info. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.